Woke up for a good 20 minutes, thought it was Friday. Jumped into the shower like 15 minutes ago. It's been a been a morning. And then the other interesting thing, which maybe this will finally be the end of it. Newton Mail stopped working with Outlook this morning. And I could probably like re-authenticate it and try to fix it, but yeah, maybe this is just, they haven't updated the app in like a year. They're just riding
who,
out.
Who bought Newton Mail again?
Essential? Yeah, known for that one phone by that one guy.
Oh, are you serious? Oh, right. Okay. I'm like, I literally didn't remember who they were. That's funny. Andy Rubin.
Yes.
I thought they were a software company. Why the frick would Essential buy?
I think because they just saw it as cash flow would be my guess. And they're clearly not trying to like update it or anything. So
sure. Just like their phone.
Hey, how about those Microsoft earnings yesterday? Eh? Good for everybody but Xbox pretty much. So
yeah. Yeah.
Which
I mean, Xbox is treading water. I mean, let's be obvious or obvious. Let's be honest. You know, they'll get a little bump next fall when the Series X comes out. But I mean, really what they're looking for is that kind of cloud-based subscription.
Yep, the Game Pass. I'm telling you, if Game Pass doesn't take off in a big way, I could see them spinning out of Xbox because it's...
Yep. Oh, yeah. No, Game Pass and, you know, xCloud being probably Game Pass, you know, whatever. Yeah, I might, you know, I've been doing those living with series. I might do gaming PC next and focus, not exclusively, but spend a lot of time in the Xbox Game Pass for PC and see what that looks like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Curious about this.
You should.
Plus, I mean, the only thing is the Xbox is the only thing heating this room right now. So,
well, gaming PC will probably heat it more.
You think so? Well, it will be a laptop. It's not going to be like a, you know.
Oh, that's probably even
better.
Yeah, because you're closer to the thermals. You could put your hands right on it. Maybe put.
Well, maybe I'll just use it as a footrest, and then I'll blast it out to a display. That way, I can have the best of both worlds.
There you go. Maybe even elevate it like at a 45-degree angle, so your feet are.
Right. You didn't want to have kids again, did you?
Oh God. I think that's a feature at this point, right?
Yeah.
But anyway, so Microsoft, what, like mid $30 billion? I know it was $11 billion in net income, which is always one of the most important numbers. Up year over year on everything, like 37 million consumer Office 365 subscribers.
What? Did you get a figure, by the way, for commercial Office 365?
No, they just did a percentage. You could probably work it backwards and figure out what it is, but
I'm wondering if it's in the call somewhere. I'll look it up. Yeah, I'll try to figure it out for Friday. But I was just curious. I just didn't see it.
And then Surface almost hit the magical $2 billion revenue mark, but it was.
I would call that $2 billion. 1.976. That's
something like that. Yeah.
That's $2 billion. That's good. That's a solid quarter for them. That's really good.
Yeah, I think that was 6% up year over year. So
I will say, you know, I would say between that figure and the interesting discrepancy between the way Microsoft's three primary business units have reported revenues. Remember, it was 11, 11, 11 across the board for a few quarters in a row. This quarter, it worked out that Windows was about 30, or more personal computing, which is mostly Windows. Was about $13 billion. And when you kind of combine that with the lower revenues from the Xbox side of the house, you can see that Windows probably delivered an additional $2 to $3 billion in revenues, which we can tie to this Windows 7 upgrade thing, which is interesting because I sort of said, you know, I don't think we're going to see much of a bump from that. But what that suggests to me is that those numbers are based on like PC sales. You know, largely because, you know, a corporation moving from 7 to 10 is not going to generate more income for Microsoft unless they went to Microsoft 365.
Right.
They're already paying for that license. Like they're not, you know what I mean? There's no additional money. So that number, I mean, it's not incredibly significant, but it's also not insignificant. And then I think the Surface thing, because Surface, you know, PCs, I mean, obviously they sell to business, but I would imagine today the majority of those are sold to individuals. prosumers and enthusiasts, whatever. So there is your Microsoft consumer market in a way, yeah. Right? And it's interesting. This is not fully formed because I haven't kind of looked at the numbers and written this up yet, but we used to talk back in the day about Microsoft's revenues being split 2/3 business, 1/3 consumer. I think it's much, much more business, much, much less consumer these days. But
yeah, I think you're because of cloud, right? Cloud has come up and taken away a lot of the
It's possible that
I should say.
Yeah, the size of the market that our consumers, that Microsoft customers, may not have declined. I don't mean it like that, but yeah, you're right. The cloud stuff is just almost like green revenue, new money. Mm-hmm. A lot of it.
Yeah, I mean that's where their growth comes from. So.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. So. Solid. Azure was solid at 60-something%. There were the complaints when it kind of hit 70 something a few quarters back, but this market, first of all, Azure, when did they debut Azure? 2005 or 3 or something? I mean, it was a long time ago. That's incredible growth.
Yeah.
For what is essentially a mature, although continually evolving product. To me, that's an amazing success story still.
Yeah. I mean, the company's healthy. I mean, there's really no other way to describe it at this point. So. I don't know the full details yet of it either. There was a small reorg. I said small yesterday.
Yeah, I saw you tweeted about that.
It's under Scott Guthrie's group was reorged, and there was some AI shifting going on around. So it doesn't seem like it was like major upheaval.
That's interesting, by the way. I don't know if you caught this, but Scott Guthrie's absence came up a couple weeks ago in Windows Weekly. Hmm. We were discussing that, he has kind of dropped, like he was not at Ignite, at least not in any main, primary way like he used to be, leading to speculation. And it's not necessarily negative, but I mean, this is one of the heir apparents at Microsoft, one of their most famous and most high profile executives. Mm-hmm. He's technically, proficient. He was a key player in the whole move to .NET and to Azure, actually. And, he kind of, what's going on there? Yep. And I wonder if this is related to that.
Yeah, I don't know. I just know that there was just some moving around of their AI stuff. You don't forget either that Harry Shum left late last year. So some of that was probably kind of massaging what, his absence and some other people got moved around. So.
Right.
There you go. Okay.
Go.
Yeah, sort of, I guess. I don't know. Whatever. Right. Just another day in paradise, something like that.
Yeah, solid. It's I mean, it is interesting. Of course, it's a holiday quarter, but in a quarter in which Apple had 90-something billion revenues, it's funny how much smaller Microsoft can be, depending on the quarter. But obviously, from a market cap perspective, they're pretty close. But my God, what an economic engine that company is, or even like a company like Samsung, about $50 billion in revenues. Mm-hmm. This is a gigantic diversified company. They have refrigerators and,
they make
crazy memory. They do a lot of mobile device components like displays and RAM and so forth. But this is, the industry is so different than it used to be
So here's 10 years ago. A fun little fact. So I was digging into Apple's financials yesterday because why not? Sure. And so for those who aren't familiar with what a material event is, it's when something happens inside of a company that incurs so much financial strain, I believe is the definition, or something close to that, that they have to report it to shareholders. Like it's required by basically the governing accounting standards boards. Hey, you got to tell your shareholders this is material. It's impacting cash. You got to do that. And there's no like definitive formula, but there's a couple like frameworks that say, hey, it's a percentage of revenue, it's a percentage of net income or something along those lines.
Yep.
So for Apple's last quarter, for something to be considered material.
I was curious. I'm like, I didn't know what you were going to say.
Yeah.
But so was thinking there is no way there was an event of this magnitude given how much revenues they have. Okay, sorry.
So for something to be considered material for Apple's last quarter, it had to have impacted about $1 billion or more of cash.
Right.
Like, can you imagine that? Like,
no.
You could have an issue where you lost $300 million, and it's like, it doesn't really impact our shareholders.
Yeah. By the way, they probably did. I'm sure there were, you know, all kinds of things, but yeah, this is a humongous. They were three Microsofts.
Yeah,
I mean, this quarter. And here's the thing. By the way, people forget this. You know how powerful was Microsoft?
Mm-hmm.
They were so powerful that Microsoft was the model for evil computer companies that were going to take over the world in like James Bond movies, Jurassic Park movies. You know, like there was literally like a Tim Robbins movie that he was Bill Gates, obviously. And, you know, he was murdering people or, you know, having other people murder people, whatever. I mean, like this, you know, and not that they're not humongous, but.
And the thing is once that $1 billion event occurs, that's when they have to decide if they are going to report it. They don't have to at that point, but that is like the lower end of the threshold of when you could consider saying, hey, we should have to tell some people.
Apple would never report $1 billion anything.
Here's another way to put that.
By the way, you know, we often talk about billion-dollar businesses, and one of the problems with Microsoft and being so big, you know, comparatively, mm-hmm. is that they won't do anything new unless it's projected to be a billion-dollar business. You know, and we talked about, like, for example, before Microsoft actually announced a phone, I talked about how easy it would be for mm-hmm. a phone business at Microsoft to generate $1 billion in revenue. You know, success point for Surface is $1 billion per quarter. Mm-hmm. That, you know, that run rate is good for that business. They do two in the holiday quarter. It's fantastic. That kind of thing in a quarter for Apple wouldn't even,
I know,
like, would even generate a ripple, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, why would they make something projected to bring in $100 million in revenue?
Yeah.
Like that's nothing.
Hey, by the way, Mary Jo just pinged me, and mm-hmm. this is related to our earlier discussion about the consumer business at Microsoft. Sorry to interrupt, but this might be interesting to people. This was in the conference call, which I'll be writing about for Short Takes on Friday, but it's not a very clean breakdown, and it's just Windows. But basically, OEM Pro revenues were 40% of all Windows revenues.
Okay.
OEM non-Pro, like Home, right, mm-hmm. was 20%, so it's half. And by the way, there's your – it's not quite a 60, 40, 30 split, whatever. Windows Commercial products and cloud services were 30. So Windows Commercial and cloud services. Okay, that's hard to break that down because a lot of those cloud services could be consumer, but could they? Yeah, a little bit of them. Commercial products and cloud services is where Microsoft 365. Oh no, so those are all commercial. So it's seven. That doesn't add up to 100. Well,
math is hard.
According to Amy Hood, it's a 70-20 split. So anyway, at least 70% of Microsoft's Windows revenues mm-hmm. are from businesses, and at least 20%, let's call it 30%, because actually, obviously, some Pro revenues are going to consumers because they're buying Pro on PC. So actually, it's impossible to say. So it may not be that far from.
Yeah.
Two-thirds, one-third, I had said earlier. At least for Windows. Mm-hmm. That's kind of interesting.
It is. You're kind of interesting. I don't know.
I'm just telling her that it doesn't add up to 100, and she can go deal with that.
Close enough.
Back when your math is straight.
Back when numbers and 100
was easy. Billion-dollar businesses, yeah.
So, there you go. I don't know. I mean, that's about as good as you get for Microsoft coming out. The one interesting thing they did say, I think it was during their earnings call, they said that their subscriptions on the Xbox side had doubled, I thought. I think they were talking about
Game Pass. I did catch a thing that, and that speaks to the Game Pass stuff, right?
Yeah.
So I can assure you the subscription that's doubling is not Xbox Live Gold.
No.
Which is increasingly pointless, right? So, in fact, someday they're just going to get rid of that. It's just going to be Game Pass, you know?
Yep.
But Yeah, that's great. Now, doubled from what, right? They've never given us a number for
They went two Game to Pass. Four, right? It's...
Yeah. So I suspect there's not a lot of people using it yet, but that kind of growth is good because this is a new business and is potentially the future of this entire Xbox thing. So.
Yep. 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 You got anything else for today, Paul?
Sheesh. No. I don't know. There's always stuff, but. Mm-hmm. Nothing I wanted. No, not yet. Not yet. Not yet.
Well, good. Because I didn't want to talk to you anymore.
All right,
fine. Which means I will talk to him tomorrow, though, at 1 p.m. Eastern time. Because that'll be a live show, and we will be here. Maybe you will be too, or maybe you won't. Oh, that was the intro. There. You know, I changed the map buttons.
It's okay.